Just looking at some of the comments coming through, the Catholic Church are afraid of a backlash from Sinn Féin and Republicans for having a memorial on Catholic-owned ground. This one says, Frank, as a practicing Catholic, my heart goes out to the lady speaking on the issue of the memorial. That day was horrendous and will never be forgotten. I pray this issue will be rectified, says Claire. Claire, good morning to you. This texter says, surely you cannot expect to build anything on somebody else's property, says Jimmy, who's in Crumlin. And this one says, Frank, it's disgusting that the Catholic Church aren't being as flexible as they need to be on this issue. And Jeff says, Frank, there are more than the people who died in Enniskillen to be remembered. These are some of the points that you've been making so far on the programme. 90333105 077 66 105 105. We'll come back to it very shortly on the programme. Some people wanting to speak about this, but we also want to touch on another issue which I raised at the beginning, and some of you are wondering, how do you get the money? Well, it's not so much that there's money just about to be given out. It's little more than a think tank idea. When I said earlier, should every 25-year-old in the country get some form of government grant of £10,000? It's not just as simple as that. Let me speak to Jamie DeLargy, who knows about these things. Jamie, give us the background to this proposal, this suggestion, please.
I think it's a concern that's shared really across the piece, that younger people today are having a harder time than their if you like, their parents, in terms of their earnings, in terms of being able to buy a home. Homes are still expensive, especially across the water and, you know, well out of the reach of many people, let's say, in the south of England. A young person, even on a reasonable wage in and around the southeast of England, would never have a hope of buying a house. They just would. They're condemned to rent for life. And indeed, people here, I mean, house prices, of course, have gone down, but it's still expensive to buy a house. And I think a lot of people are feeling that, for instance, these younger people whose wages have really not, if you like, progressed very well, to put it mildly, especially since the financial crisis, that they're having a tough time, not just, as I say, in acquiring a home, but in really trying to build a better life for themselves. And against that background, this think tank, as you've described them, will come out with a really very sensible idea that there should be a so-called citizen's inheritance payment of £10,000, which would be paid to 25-year-olds starting in 2030. So not immediately in any case. And of course, as you said, it's just a recommendation. And it really would be, a very good, in my view, an extremely good idea.
Who would pay for the 10 grand that they're all going to get?
Well, it would come from reform of the inheritance tax. Now, we call that particular tax inheritance tax, but actually it's not paid by the people who inherit the money. So what you're seeing nowadays is, with the current regime, is you have someone, and yes, their parents leave them a house, and then maybe an elderly aunt leaves them some property too, and maybe somebody else leaves them some, and they become extremely well off. Now, the money that is payable, if you like, the tax that's payable on those on that inheritance is actually on the so-called estates. I don't want to get too technical, but essentially it's paid by the dead person's estate. So the young person could accumulate, without any tax payable by themselves, a vast amount of money. And what they want to do is abolish the inheritance tax and have a lifetime receipt tax. And what that means is that if you were lucky enough to inherit, as I just mentioned, all this money, you would start paying tax above £125,000. So in other words, if you got a house of £150,000, you would get the first £125,000. You get that for free, and the next 25 you start to pay tax on. So it actually is a sensible idea. It's really penalising, for want of a better word, those people who inherit large sums of money and currently do not pay tax on them. So that's where it would come from, a reform of the inheritance tax and replacing it with a lifetime receipts tax. Again, as I say, it charges tax to those people well able to pay it.
Are the baby boomers, including, I presume you and certainly me, anyone born, I think, between the war years and mid-1960s, are the baby boomers, the older people, are they much better off than the likes of my daughter or your daughter or kids in their mid-20s?
It's undeniable, Frank. It's undeniable that people in our situation are in a much better position than our children on a like-for-like basis. You know, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, well, we don't mean me in my 50s better off than your daughter in her 20s. I mean, when we were 25 and she was 25, were we better off?
Well, of course we were, because both you and I went to university and we didn't face student debt. Monumental. One of my daughters faces monumental student debt from going and studying in London. This was never a burden for us. And many salaries. I'm talking on a like-for-like basis. Okay, I remember when I started in journalism, I started at a very low salary. In fact, I probably was no better off working than I was as a student. And by the way, I got a grant. And many, many people got grants at the time. You know, like you talk to a young person today and say, what, you actually got money to go to university? They didn't charge you?
I managed to save mine.
You saved mine. I mean, it was, you know, when you look back at it, it was a golden age. Now, okay, so we started off at a miserable wage, but you very quickly built up. You don't see that nowadays. Young people very often will start off on a sort of basic salary, and it doesn't improve, or it improves in a minimal way. So yes, on a completely like-for-like basis, younger people today are much worse off, in my view, than we were at the same age, whatever it is, 40 years ago. With you, obviously, much less. I'm not talking about maybe 30 years ago, Frank. Anyway, look, the reality,
Jamie,
is...
But you've painted a picture of people having it really tough who are in their mid-20s. You drive past any coffee shop, they're sitting there with their feet up, eating posh food and drinking coffee at £4 a cup. You know, they're wasters, aren't they?
That's a nice way to start it. So of course they're not, and you know they're not. That's because they come out of their rented accommodation because they haven't any hope. If they own the house that they were living in, they might be back there taking the wallpaper off. They might be putting on a new carpet because they don't own the house. And so they're nowhere to go but the coffee shop. And indeed, it is interesting, the fact that going to the coffee shop rather than the pub, which we used to go to. I know you're not a drinker yourself, Frank, but, you know, we lounged about in pubs. They actually are far more abstemious. So young people today are actually behave better in general terms than the equivalent to, say, a number of years ago. So, look, I have to say this, don't they, with children? But they do, I think they get a bad deal. And there really needs to be something very radical done to improve their lot. And I do think that they just at a certain point there will be a revolt, because eventually those younger people, I mean, the oldies go out and vote, but the younger people will come in and then they will impose a swinging tax on the older people. There are a lot of very well-off pensioners. And the reality is, I know there are some pensioners who are, of course, have to get by on very little, but there are many people who have defined benefit pensions, you know, gold-plated pensions. They get the state pension. They get all these different benefits, and they really need to pay more. And this is not very popular. When the Conservative government tried to do something about it, they were slapped down and they had to pull back. But the fact is that some pensioners, and there are many of them, are doing much better, and they really need to pay more to look after the interests of younger people.
So you're telling me that I'm going to reach pension age and some of those lovely wee kids I had in school around the corner are going to get into positions of power and penalise me after me being so nice to them?
I'm afraid unless you support this type of reform, you might see that, Frank. And actually, I think probably you, although you're not supposed to have an opinion, would agree that that indeed those younger people there are some, right? Those fresh-faced kids now, and they're trying to get by on very low wages, and they begin to think, look, there, that nice Frank, he could give us a handout, and Jimmy too, and it is the case, we could.
They do work for low wages, there's no doubt about that. They work for tuppence, don't they?
I do think there's a whole... What we've done is we've got rid of the shirt factories on a whole lot of people earning a very low salary. And we've created replicas. We have call centres which pay basic money and a whole lot of... A whole lot of organisations which actually describe themselves in fancier terms, but actually are no more than glorified call centres. All these back office, all these companies which provide back office work for their parent firms in London. And the wages, those companies came to Northern Ireland to save money. They were found that they were paying top dollar for graduates in London. I thought, oh, that's a great idea. We'll go to Northern Ireland and we'll pay lower wages. And they're continuing to pay lower wages because they came here to save money. So they're not minded to boost the salaries. And there are loads of people, if you like, working for companies with fancy names, back office legal work, back office financial work. And the money is not good. It's not improving. And those younger people, and many of them are graduates, but they're not seeing the salaries that they deserve. And they're not seeing the improvement in the salaries. So they're stuck renting and going to the coffee shop.
Jamie, thank you very much. Jamie DeLargy, champion of the younger generation. And I'm championing your cause as well. Seriously, don't get into a position of power and put up the pensioners' tax, please.